Turkey is one predominantly Muslim country where religion has long been separated from the state. Now that country's traditional ruling elite is worried about next month's presidential election. The country's prime minister, a moderate Islamist, is considered a shoo-in if he decides to run. That's because his party controls the parliament and parliament elects the president. Turkey's secular leaders, which include the powerful military establishment, have been making their voices heard, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Hundreds of thousands of flag-waving demonstrators gathered in the Turkish capital this weekend. They sang patriotic anthems and displayed countless portraits of Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the general who founded the modern Turkish Republic and took the religion out of Turkish politics. The rally was a secular show of force against one man, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Protesters here, like sisters Ege and Müge Kaplan, fear Erdogan will dismantle Atatürk's secular system if he becomes president.
In favor of Islamic life. We also believe in God. We also believe in Islam. We are Muslims. But we don't want it to become our way of life.
We don't want to become Iran.
Many secular Turks fear that if Erdogan wins the presidency, that will remove the last remaining check to Islamist elements within his ruling political party, who have in the past tried to pass controversial laws, such as the proposed criminalization of adultery. The campaign against Erdogan has been building for months, with TV commercials like this one, commissioned by a secularist newspaper. It shows a ticking clock moving in reverse.
16 Mayıs'ta saatler 100 yıl geri alınıyor.
The announcer says, quote, "On election day, clocks will be taken back a century. Are you aware of the danger?" Ominous warnings about the threat of religious fundamentalism have also been voiced by the outgoing president and the powerful Turkish military, which has overthrown 4 civilian governments in the last 50 years. At a recent news conference, General Yasir Bayukinit, the commander of the Turkish Armed Forces, underlined what he said were the essential qualities for a Turkish president.
The president should be devoted to the secular state system according to the Constitution. He should be devoted to these values and deeds, not only by paying lip service.
Those people who practice their religion sincerely in their personal lives, in their daily lives, should not be categorized as fundamentalists.
Murat Mercan is a parliament member and top advisor to Erdogan. He denies that Erdogan has an Islamist agenda. He describes the politician as a God-fearing man of the people, who as prime minister made liberalizing the Turkish economy and joining the European Union his top priorities. Mercan says hardline secularists are lashing out because these reforms have loosened the ruling establishment's 80-year grip on power.
They are the ones who are against European Union, against our zero tolerance to human rights violations, against free market economy.
Last month, a Turkish news magazine published a detailed report alleging there were 2 separate plots to seize power drafted by top Turkish generals in 2004. The report included what was described as one general's lengthy PowerPoint presentation with step-by-step instructions on how to overthrow Erdogan's government. The commander of the Turkish military denied knowledge of the alleged plots. On Friday, a military prosecutor ordered dozens of Turkish police to raid the magazine's offices in Istanbul. The magazine's editor-in-chief, Alper Gormuş, said the raid was punishment for embarrassing the military.
Bizi kimse aramıyor. Biz bu haberleri yapıyoruz.
He asked why the magazine was being investigated while one of the alleged coup plotters was walking free and reportedly working as one of the main organizers of the anti-Erdogan rally in Ankara. At that rally on Saturday, protesters said they hoped to convince Erdogan not to run for president. The controversial politician has yet to formally announce his candidacy and has until April 25th to make a final decision. Aides to Erdogan say there's little critics can do to legally stop him if he chooses to run. The secular opposition has no candidate of its own, aside perhaps from the image and ideas of Atatürk, a revolutionary leader in his time, but one who died almost 70 years ago. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Ankara.